Senate Bill 250, an act to provide that taking money or property from patients or inmates by certain institution employees constitutes theft.
Senate Bill 250, having had its second readings up for final passage and consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. This bill would make it a Class 1 misdemeanor for any employee, volunteer, or contractual employee that works for the Department of Human Services or Department of Corrections to take anything of value or money with the value of $5 or more from a patient, an inmate, or a juvenile. This bill protects individuals that are in a situation that they must depend on a person in a position of authority or a protective capacity to help them complete a treatment or correction program. This type of relationship could easily be manipulated by an individual in that authority position to exert inappropriate influence on a patient, a juvenile, or an inmate to enter into financial dealings with them. Asking to borrow money or property from an individual that may not be in total control of their situation can lead to abuses of that person. What may seem to be a small amount of money to you or I could actually be a significant amount of money to someone not in a position to earn a great deal. This is a violation of trust, respect, and boundaries that we simply just should not allow to continue to exist. We have a similar law, SDCL 2238-17, that provides for similar penalties for individuals in nursing homes, hospitals, assisted living centers, developmental centers, and residential facilities for the mentally ill, and this would place it into effect in other situations as I described. Just for your information, the Senate made a few minor amendments to the bill. Juvenile was not originally added in; it was just listed as patient and inmate. We all added juvenile to that, and I feel that's very appropriate. The Senate also. The bill started out as a Class 6 felony and changed it to a Class 1 misdemeanor. And also the word accepts was taken out of line 5 when concerning taking, borrowing, stealing. The original language had accept, and that was taken out. So I would urge your passage and support. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 250? Hearing none. The question for the House is final passage of Senate Bill 250. Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed, no. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Dunwald, Abdallah, Belandra, Hunstead, and Hargens. Representatives Abdallah and Belandra. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 66 yeas, 0 nays, 2 absent, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 250, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.